Re. Canada Post employees' decision temporarily closes outlet. Kim Galloway should be lauded and applauded for having the courage to stand firm on her beliefs even at the potential loss of income from Canada Post. She is my hero for the doing the right thing for the right reason. Mandatory vaccination is not the answer for this pandemic. It is only a method of inappropriate social control. Now mandatory testing with quarantine of all positives and their positive contacts would have ended this pandemic long ago had it been implemented early. But there's no money to be made with mandatory testing compared to what can be made with mandatory vaccination and continuous boosters for all the possible variants. 27 years ago, I was on a research team that did the safety testing and got FDA approval for an antiretroviral therapy, ART, to treat children infected with HIV, another RNA viral disease. It had to be funded privately by the Elizabeth Glasser Pediatric AIDS Research Foundation, as no pharmaceutical would bother, as the potential market was too small. The scientists of that time recognized that it was impossible to develop a consistently effective vaccine against an RNA virus disease, because the virus has readily mutability to new variants, and so instead looked for an effective therapy. That's still true today. An effective treatment would be much better than an ineffective vaccine. If you think these vaccines are effective, just look at the death stats for October 2021 in BC. Of 179 recorded deaths, 48% were unvaccinated, 52% were vaccinated, of which only 6% had a single jab, while the remaining 46% were double jabbed. The vaccines are ineffective, as this confirms. Jake Glasser, infected with HIV in uterus, is alive and living a normal life because of that effort in developing ART, as are many others HIV infected as children. Big Pharma doesn't care about saving our health, only about saving their bottom line. The unvaccinated aren't reason for the continuing pandemic, it's the unidentified positives that aren't in quarantine. My hat is off to Kim Galloway and all others like her who are willing to stand up for what is right, our freedom of choice. B.D. Florence, DVM, MSc, Cremona.